I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the best American sports writing of 2011. But first, just under a week ago, the world was stunned by the premature death of a prodigiously talented athlete, a natural whose exploits on the links and on the lanes were as unparalleled as his understanding of pro basketball. I'm talking, of course, about the late North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, who passed away last Saturday. Joining me now to discuss Kim Jong-il, the sportsman, is Jeri Longman of the New York Times. Jeri, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
There was a vast mythology built around Kim, a.k.a. the Dear Leader, including his alleged control of the weather and other supernatural powers. He apparently bowled a perfect 300 the first time he picked up a bowling ball and shot five holes in one during his first ever round of golf. How did it come to be that sports were such an important part of his myth?
Well, there seemed to be nothing that wasn't part of his myth. I mean, my only question, though, about the five holes in one was, was it on a course with a pirate theme? Was it a putt-putt course? Was there a windmill, a lion's head, pop-up gopher? That's one of the things we never understood.
Right off the bat, we've managed to make fun of Kim, and that's not a luxury enjoyed by the citizens of North Korea. Did they buy the sports stories surrounding Kim?
I'm sure some of them did. I assume that they thought he did bowl 300. Whether the bumpers were raised on the lanes, we don't know, but I assume people do buy that.
In your Times article, you quote Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum as saying that North Korea was not a security threat to the U.S. because Kim, quote, doesn't want to die. He wants to watch NBA basketball. Given the longstanding tensions in East Asia and the domestic problems North Koreans have faced for decades, wouldn't it have been safer when Kim was watching the NBA rather than doing something else?
From everything I've heard, he really had a huge interest in the NBA. And his son, Kim Jong-un, who's now the successor, the Washington Post did a terrific story a couple of years ago talking about his brief and somewhat sketchy education in Switzerland, and he was known as a guy who spoke German, some English, but did not appear to have any sort of political aims. He spent much of his time doing meticulous pencil drawings of Michael Jordan. So it appears that, you know, in the family, that there was a huge basketball interest.
The so-called Olympic ideal asserts that head-to-head competition can and does promote peace between nations. Given the leadership's interest in sports, will North Korea's continued participation in international sporting events increase the chance that it will someday shed its rogue status and forge a common bond with other nations?
You know, that's above my pay grade. But what we do know that that North and South Korea have marched together in the opening ceremonies of some Olympic Games, and FIFA, soccer's world governing body, has given North Korea permission to show the 2010 World Cup on television, even though North Korea did not have the rights. You know, I've never been to North Korea. I went to the Panmunjom Peace Village once with the United States men's soccer team before the 2002 World Cup, which was held in South Korea. One of the strangest sporting experiences I've had. So right at the border, there is no Berlin Wall-type edifice. I mean, there's no fence or anything. Once you're actually in this peace village where they have Quonset huts, where they've actually had some, you know, bilateral talks in North and South Korea. So the American players were led into the huts. And once you're in the huts, you can walk to the other end of the hut, and you're in North Korea. But they told the American players before they went in, don't be surprised, because the North Korean guards are known sometimes to put their faces in the window and hold up a finger that does not strictly signal we're number one. So, there is some of that common ground there.
Jeri Longman is a sports reporter for the New York Times, whose books include The Hurricanes, One High School Team's Homecoming After Katrina. You can link to his column about Kim Jong-il at our website, onlyagame.org. Jeri, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.